My aunt came to London to meet the transport of children that Dr. Schoenfeld brought from Poland.
So, sorry, can you go back a wee bit and say, who was Dr. Schoenfeld?
Well, Rabbi Solomon Schoenfeld was a rabbi in London, and
right.
He realized that after the war, a lot of children, of course, millions perished. All our family, nearly all, perished, except for us who were in Russia during the war. That's how we survived.
And why were you in Russia? How were you in Russia?
Oh, that is a very long story. Well, my mother was terribly afraid of the Nazi Germans, and she really wanted to sell all the property and come to England before the war, because my aunt, my father's sister, was already in Oxford. She was a scientist, and she had got her BSc and PhD from Krakow University in chemistry, and then she worked in the Institut Pasteur in Paris. And she returned to Poland, I think, just when my parents were getting married. And she would have liked an academic career. And the Krakow University, which is a very famous university, very old, said yes, no problem, because they knew her as a first-class student and, very hard-working. There was only one little problem. She was Jewish. If she would get baptized Catholic, no problem. So, of course, there was no way. My grandparents were very Orthodox. In fact, for her to study was already, quite extraordinary from such an Orthodox family. But she was extremely strong-willed. She was only 18 months younger than my father. Two older siblings had died. And anything my father did, she did only better. So anything he was learning, she learned right there with him. So when he studied for his bar mitzvah, she was right there with him. So she knew everything. She was really extraordinary. And so she wouldn't get baptized. So she waited for an opportunity, how she could get maybe to Britain and do some work here. And there was a professor came, I can't remember if it's Oxford or Cambridge, but anyway, she spoke to him. And in November 1938, she actually came to England. I have a journal here, which I just got last December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there is a whole long article about my aunt in it.
Really, bulletin for the history of chemistry.
Quite a remarkable woman.
Regina Schoenthal.
Schoenthal, that's my maiden name. So she actually worked in Oxford in the Sir William Dunn School of Pathology.
Mm-hmm.
And she was working on penicillin.
Oh my goodness.
With all the people who later got their Nobel Prize and FRS. And she missed out on it because, there was Professor Florey who was in charge. Because although Fleming discovered the penicillin, it was terribly unstable and it was very difficult to get it purified and extracted and crystallized and so on. So there was Ernest Chain, who was a refugee from Germany, and he was a brilliant scientist, but I think she didn't like him personally.
Yeah.
And she's mentioned in all the books, in Fleming's biography, in Florey's biography, in Chain's biography, because I have these books. She's in the photographs. But she went to Professor Florey and said, I can't work with this man, give me something else to do. And I think that's how she started on cancer research. And that's how she missed out on the Nobel Prize.
That's amazing.
And the FRS. But anyway, after some years, she corresponded with Professor Cook, who was professor of chemistry in Glasgow, and he was a great carcinogen specialist. So she came to work in Glasgow. So that after the war, when I came with this transport of children, I arrived in Glasgow, otherwise I would have been in Oxford.
And the rabbi you mentioned just took it upon himself to rescue these children.
Well, I mean, some people paid for the transport. Mm-hmm. Some children had absolutely nobody and they didn't. As far as I am aware, my mother paid for me in Poland and my aunt paid for me in Britain. Mm-hmm. So that some other child who had nobody could come, you know. A lot of children went to some orphanages that, or hostels that he ran, but my aunt came to London and took me straight off the transport.
And so you stayed with her, did you? Is that
so? Well, I knew no English. I knew Russian and Polish very well, but no English. So I came to Glasgow and stayed with her, and she sent me to Laurel Bank because she worked at the university. She lived in Byers Road, renting two rooms from a landlady. And so the school was just up the road, which was very convenient. And the school was very good to me because I really could not speak a word of English.